Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Danielle Beck and the latest on fake meat in just a moment. Hey cattle producers, Superior Livestock's got their next video cattle auction coming Thursday, May 17th, live from the historic Fort Worth Stockyards on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on DirecTV Channel 603 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The auction starts 8 a.m. Central Time, 22,300 head, including 6,450 yearling steers, 3,550 yearling heifers, 6,350 weaned calves, and 4,750 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can visit our website, SuperiorLivestock.com. That's SuperiorLivestock.com. Or for information, call 800-422-2117. That's 800-422-2117. That next video cattle auction from Superior Livestock coming Thursday, May 17th. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. Congress is working on the fiscal year 2019 budget, including work on the fiscal year 19 agriculture budget. House Appropriations Subcommittee on Agriculture passing a budget out this last week. And Danielle Beck with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Washington, D.C. office says it includes language in regards to fake meat.
The House Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee passed out of the subcommittee their FY19 agriculture appropriations bill, and included in that was language requiring the Secretary of U.S. Department of Agriculture, starting in 2018 and for each year thereafter, to regulate products made from cells of amenable species of livestock and poultry as defined under the Federal Meat Inspection Act and the Poultry Products Inspection Act. It also requires that USDA issue regulations prescribing the type and frequency of inspection required for the manufacture and processing of these products, as well as other requirements necessary to prevent the adulteration and misbranding of them.
While some groups are saying FDA is the place that it should be regulated, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says it's got to be USDA. Danielle Beck explains.
It is critically important that USDA assert jurisdiction and they be the primary regulator, because USDA is the only agency that will guarantee an even playing field for lab-grown products and traditional products. USDA's FSIS labeling pre-approval, that's a mandatory process, that's a powerful regulatory tool, and it will ensure that all labeling claims are science-based and do not disparage traditional products. Further, USDA FSIS inspection will ensure that there is a solid mechanisms in place to ensure consumer safety. HACCP plans, the best practices will be there to make sure that when these products come to the market, consumers who do want to purchase them, they know that what they're getting is safe.
Danielle Beck says there's interest at the state level on this issue. In fact, a couple of states have already been advancing bills that would regulate exactly what consumers would see on a package of fake meat if it does come to their particular states.
So the state of Missouri, their House and Senate, state legislatures, they've both passed bills that are awaiting final passage and then signature by the governor that would essentially prevent products from misrepresenting themselves as coming from, you know, traditional livestock or claiming that they're beef if they're not. And then in Minnesota, it would require this one piece of legislation would require lab-grown meat products to bear the mark of USDA FSIS inspection before they can enter state commerce. Missouri and Minnesota are just the first two. A number of our state affiliates at NCBA have expressed interest in pushing their own pieces of legislation. Ultimately, FMIA, the Federal Meat Inspection Act, does have a federal preemption clause. But ultimately, you know, this is just another example of why USDA needs to act sooner rather than later. We don't want to find ourselves with a patchwork of conflicting state regulations. That's not good for anybody. USDA needs to take action sooner rather than later so that there's clear regulation from the federal level.
And that first step regarding USDA and fake meat regulation lies in that appropriations measure approved by the Appropriations Subcommittee on Agriculture this last week. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Oklahoma Wind Power has poured $20 billion into the state to make us number two in the nation in wind energy, while serving as the number one taxpayer in many counties. Wind Power directly supports school districts with much-needed funding, taking many off the state aid list, grows jobs that are here to stay, and gives money back to ranchers to benefit our land. Oklahoma is finally a leader. Please call your legislator today and ask them to keep wind working for Oklahoma. Visit okwindpower.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.